Coming your way live from a top-secret location in Redondo Beach, you're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel, Aspel on the Esplanade. And I'm sitting here in our top secret location with none other than Jay Cruz.
What's going on?
The South Bay Jay Cruz. Mm-hmm. With all the fires going around, good thing it's a South Bay.
Yeah.
That's kind of a nasty little slight remark. But anyway, it's fires, I think, are kind of out. Are they?
For the most part. You know, I've been watching meteorologist Jedediah Motley, who's been one of my lifelines as far as checking out the latest smoke from, you know, his perch up there in the valley.
He has been, and he had that one jet flying over as releasing the pink
fire retardant
jet. It's pretty cool. Yeah, you're right. I've been getting more videos from Jed. Jed, if you're listening, we need more videos of clear skies.
But we don't need you doing the daily weather report. No. We like the local anchors.
Yeah, I prefer the ones we were talking about weather ladies before we went on air.
Yeah.
We're not going to repeat everything.
No.
But we have our favorites. And we have the ones that we don't think they're kind of sluggish or whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of sluggish, I get home last week. You know, we had the big. I was looking forward to having this 10-year anniversary thing with Jack and Jed.
Uh-huh.
Feed the kitty. And I remember about 10 minutes into it, or not even that, I got kind of forgot what I was saying mid sentence.
Yeah.
And I felt sluggish was the word. I'm going. And then Jack kind of bailed me out.
Uh huh.
And I go. So I go home and I tell my wife, who never listens. I don't think she has ever listened to this.
She listened because they were on.
And she goes,
says a lot for you and I.
Yeah, I know. So I knew she'd ask. So I make a comment about it. She goes, yes, thankfully that Jack bailed you out. And I go, I didn't know I was being critiqued too.
Right.
But yeah, but I felt it the whole time. I think sometimes, you know, I made a point of writing down notes.
Yeah.
And that takes you all off your game here. I Jack made a comment that I don't know what to ask them anymore since I know them so well.
Truth in that.
Yeah, that was really weird. It was just odd. So a little do-over.
I've found out when I talk to people I know, and I'm interviewing them on air, but I've known them for a while or know them fairly well, and sometimes I'm like, well, I know this. Why am I bothering to ask it? You know, so it ends up just being, you know, conversation, which is okay because, you know.
Small talk conversation.
I'm cool with that, but, you know, it takes away from the traditional interview of, you know, let's find out about you and let's ask questions. But, you know, it was a lot of fun. I had a good time. It was nice to obviously see those guys from time to time. It was nice to have them back in the studio and fun to be back on the air and celebrate, you know, 10 years ago. You know, after a day at Grunion's, you guys came in and did
That's
a show.
Right.
You know?
We came over here, did the show, and look what that is. Now,
yeah.
I just talked to Jed before I got over here, but we had another gig for them on the day before the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I believe that would be February
the 8th. Where will that be?
At the Lagoon at King Harbor.
Oh.
And where the 10K is going to be. Pretty much set. That's ground zero right there. So last year the pre-party that project played.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to play again.
All right.
From noon to four, and
on
that just
Saturday the 8th.
Saturday the 8th, noon to four down in the harbor. It's easy to find.
Cool.
And where you check in everybody for the 10K, and I'll be there just watching.
Yeah.
And the next day it's kind of interesting on Super Bowl Sunday. My Rotary Club. Is their volunteer job is to pass out the beers, hand out the beers. They can pass out later.
Well said.
After you run the 10K or the 5K, you get to go over and get a ticket for a beer.
Okay.
And they have ice cold, which nobody wants ice cold beer. It's still cold in the morning over here in Redondo. And you give them beers. And it's kind of funny. You watch people after a while get a little cranky if they can't get another one.
Yeah.
And they'll find a way to get a second one.
Oh, they always do.
But I'll be there. It's kind of just our little thing for the city to help out, make some money, and give it away. It's all good.
That's a cool tradition, though. Super Bowl 10K usually? Or 5 or 10?
Well, they do both of them at the same time.
Okay.
And they start at different times, 15 minutes apart.
Yeah.
The 10K always starts later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all set up. It's very professional. They have set up so the elites, so to speak, they start out front. They don't have to push their way through. They can get up there and I think everybody's. I'm not a runner. I've done that race once. It took me about like 3 days.
I'd still be running.
Yeah,
from last year.
Actually, a couple of years. I did it way 20 years ago, and it was fine. I'm not a very fast runner.
Uh-huh.
But we did it during the pandemic. They had a makeup 10K where you still paid for the ticket. You paid for your number, like $30.
Uh-huh.
And it was a charitable donation. And then they would give you this chip, a computer chip, and you go run or walk the route.
Yeah.
On your own.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam and I did.
Uh-huh.
And we did all at one time. It was fine. And she decided just to walk with me. And no way I'm running.
I might do a walk some one of these times.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. So we did the 10K. And I got a t-shirt.
Cool.
And I've never had the Super Bowl Sunday 10K t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Because I've never run it.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. I did it. Well, you know, way back when they had it, it wasn't quite the big extravaganza that it is now.
Sure.
And we did, and it kind of, you got a number, you held it, and you ran it. It wasn't as big, but now it's a super, it's amazing. And
yeah.
If you go down there to look at it, just as a member of the viewing public, there's a lot of various vendors down there, but I want you to look up to the top of the Sonesta Hotel and look on top of the pier and everything. You see guys wandering around nowadays with black outfits with little, looks like they have sticks coming out of their hands.
Hmm.
We're being protected the whole time.
It's okay, kinda, it's a big event, and we need protection at big events. Otherwise, who knows what will happen.
I know. So
that's reality of world today.
We got all the way to the Super Bowl. We haven't even got past playoffs yet.
How about the Rams?
Playoffs?
They spanked the Vikings last night.
Oh, my Lord.
I thought that was going to be, I kind of thought Minnesota was a better team coming into that, but you know they got snake bit in that Lions game. I don't think they got over it.
They are done, and as they were talking about, the announcers mentioned last night that they think that Sam Darnold cost himself some money. No,
lots
of wasn't money. A a six pack of beer like I would cost myself.
It was $5 or $10.
It was $5 or $10 million a year he cost himself.
Well, some guy on radio last night said it might cost him up to $60 million off, the life of, could have been a 5-year, mega deal with somebody. I thought of you at the end of the game last night. I go, another USC quarterback didn't get it done.
Didn't get it done.
Yeah.
And that is so funny. And you got to have a soft spot for that guy, Sam Darnold.
I like him.
Because he, local, San Clemente.
Yep.
And he kind of got jerked around when he went to the other things. I'm still a believer that the worst athlete, the worst quarterback, or the worst anybody in the NFL is still a hell of an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
The worst baseball player, the worst, and they're still great.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to those guys who
talk about the Mendoza
yards.
Line hitting 200. I go, I couldn't hit two.
I could
0-0-2,
I hit 100 playing slow pitch.
Right.
And there we go. Got my slow pitch out of my head or whatever we're talking about. Where were we going on that one?
Well, the people that are talking about Sam Darnold costing himself future
Sam,
millions, because the way the situation is, and once, like 2-3 weeks ago, they were like, I'm even thinking maybe Minnesota should trade the rookie who's been out all year, get some high draft choices, and re-sign Darnold because he had a heck of a year. But last 2 weeks, I think that Lions defensive coach, Aaron Glenn, that guy should get coach of the year because the Lions have had like over 17, 18, 19 players on defense on injured reserve this year. He's calling guys from the meatpacking butcher shop to come down and run the blitzes, and they're still winning,
If it works out, I'd love to cheer for the Detroit Lions in Super Bowl. I'll cheer for them against anybody in the AFC.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't mind. I'd be torn. I'd like to see Buffalo win. Love to see.
They never have.
Love to see Detroit. Don't want to see Kansas City.
No. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to get just close enough because I remember when the 49ers were that close to a three-peat, And they lost at home to the New York Giants.
Well, they should have lost last year, but it was a penalty. I don't even remember last year's Super Bowl. It was close, it was a penalty.
It's a weird overtime rule. They scored but didn't win because of the new a touchdown, and they had a field goal. A couple years before that, they would have been the champions.
This game's over.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to watch them, and hopefully it's fun. My teams are still in it. Green Bay lost, but I didn't really care.
Yeah,
you know, we're wearing our Green Bay stuff the other day, but I think Detroit should take it. I think so too.
I mean,
no, unless they play the Rams, then I'm mature for the Rams.
Yeah,
the Rams or Philly even get past there. But you know,
forward to that game. I think the Rams got a puncher's chance to win that one.
Yeah, I think I bet the Rams wish they had Sam Darnold as a backup just in case.
He'd be better than Jimmy G.
So yeah, we don't want to come that far, but it would be. But back, you know, like these guys, you say he cost himself back to Sam Darnold, lost all his money.
Yeah.
He's still going to make a fortune because there's only a few of those guys that could play football in their position.
He'll get a good deal. I kind of see him going to like the Raiders. Raiders, you know, Tom Brady's kind of in there calling the shots, which is weird for me as a Raider fan. I go, it's kind of like selling your soul having Tom Brady run the franchise. If they win, I'll be like, the glory will go to Brady. In a way, I don't care.
Wasn't the Tuck rule from the Raiders?
It was.
They played the Raiders.
It was Tom Brady.
It was the snow.
And the snow. John Gruden's last game as Raider coach before he came back and then was unceremoniously shown the door again.
Yes. Unbelievable. But you can't be mad at Tom Brady.
I'm not. That's the thing. He's like so good. I'm like, you know, I should really dislike you, but I just can't because you're so good.
You know, you have to.
I just take your hat off to him. He is the best ever. I'm a Montana fan because I was there when that was happening. But Brady, great numbers.
Talking about that stuff. Yeah, he does have. The funny thing about Brady, though, by today's terminology, he's not an athlete.
Right.
See, that when I was a kid, a couple years ago, they never even said these words. We were talking a few weeks ago about words that are used too much. Physicality.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts, but the quarterback's not an athlete.
Yeah, that's code for...
He's a white guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, which is okay. I'm not an athlete. And you could tell on the football games, whatever, it's just... And you know what? Nobody really cares when they're just watching the game.
Yeah.
Just go out and run. But Tom Brady, I don't think he'd be as... He probably would he be as successful now as he was then, down 15 years ago up until?
I don't know. I mean, his last couple of years in Tampa Bay, new team, he was successful, led them to a championship.
He doesn't run around or anything. Well, either it was Matt Stafford or our old quarterback for the Rams,
Jared Goff.
And
well, Brady was known for his quick release. He gets that pass out in like 1.5 seconds.
Right.
And are usually short to medium distance passes. And, you know, I think he just studies well and knows the game and, you know, just stays on that. Let's get this out quick. I remember there was a period of time where the Jets, when Rex Ryan was their coach, they gave the Patriots a lot of problems and teams. He had been coach of the Ravens before that, and big physical defenses with a pass rush used to give New England a lot of problems, and all of a sudden they didn't get those problems anymore because I think Belichick and Brady figured it out that, you know, if we're holding on the ball 5 seconds, we're going to get sacked. If we get it out in like less than two, we have a better chance. And I think they just kind of figured that out. But that used to be something the old Niners dealt with. And I remember when Bill Walsh retired, Bill Belichick was one of the first people to give him a call and said, we've been competitive people for years. Our teams have played many times for the championship. Now that you're not coaching, I want to pick your brain.
So he did. Huh?
And he did.
That was a wise brain to pick.
Smart guy.
That guy sure knew how to beat the Rams. Hmm. And it won't beat anybody else. And then who took over after him? George Seifert.
Yeah, the defensive coordinator. And, you know, they're still a good team.
They still won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, a couple of them.
It's these guys are interchangeable, but again, there's only how many teams?
32.
So there's only 32 coaches.
Yeah.
And it's just a big merry-go-round, but they make enough money in the 2 or 3 years, and then they get fired.
Yeah.
And then they can live happily ever after.
I'm looking at, you know, some of the coaches that are interviewing for the openings now. I mean, Dallas just fired their coach, but he's got two interviews lined up with teams that are interested. You know, Pete Carroll's getting interviews, and he's been out of the game for a while, and he's 73. The Lions offensive coach and defensive coach are getting a lot of interviews because they've been good, but apparently Tom Brady was able to recruit the Lions offensive coach an interview, and there's a lot of interest. That guy doesn't want to coach against his team, so if he comes to the AFC, he would be happier.
You know, it's funny. He's 73. That's what
Pete Carroll.
How old's Belichick? 73?
72. Carroll's a little older by a year.
See, in about a month, I turned 72.
Uh-huh.
And the difference between 62 and 72 is about 30 effing years. And we talked about this before. In fact, the first time I'd feed the kitty on, you know, how long it takes to get from 15 to 16. And,
oh, goodness.
Yeah, and everything. So the when your body... From 50 to 60, kind of, you feel old.
You'll grow. You'll grow new things you didn't have before.
Yeah, they kind of cut them off later.
Yeah.
60 to 70, you go, my God, where did that's that song. Where did all the time go?
Yeah.
But I don't see how these guys, physically or mentally, can coach today's athletes.
Right.
Because, and this is not me. I heard this. I'm stealing the phrase on Stephen A. Smith. He was going about today's athletes more... Are hip hop athletes more than regardless of the race? That's just that's the music out there.
Yes.
That's the hip hop athletes, and they were talking about a different subject, but about not about old guys relating to young guys, but that's what I could think of as hip hop athletes. How I don't relate. Yeah. And those coaches, they pretend they can because they've been with these athletes for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick can't handle a 20-year-old guy out of he just got they're coming in they're getting that NIL money.
Yes.
And what's that? Name, image, and likeness?
Name, image, and likeness,
And so they're already coming in with a bunch of money in their pockets. So they're
especially the quarterbacks. College quarterbacks make like $8 to $10 million.
That's Jesus Christ.
A million a game.
Yeah, well, that's roughly. The way we brought it on ourselves. It is what it is. And the NCAA, they took these young people and wouldn't let him get a free cup of coffee anywhere, and then they're making millions and millions of dollars.
And last year, Jim Harbaugh, of all people, gets... caught up because he bought a recruit a hamburger, like took him out to lunch and bought him a burger, paid for lunch.
Yeah, so it's a polluted, corrupt organization, but the players are coming in. They're getting money.
Yeah. I think it's about time.
Well, they should. What do the kicker gets? But wait till they get the third string kicker, not the guy that hits the doink. They can hit that bar.
Yeah.
But is this doesn't matter if it male or female athletes that get the
female athletes
too. So you're a badminton player, you can ask.
I don't know how popular badminton is.
There's no rules that they have to, like Title IX, they have to make it equal or whatever.
No, it's a matter of they can hire things that used to get people violated. Like if you had an agent, you're out. So you're no longer an amateur athlete. You're considered a pro. Which was just I don't know the exact word, but it was a system that certainly benefited the colleges. Football's very expensive. There's a lot of equipment. There's a lot of insurance. You have a team of 40 to 50 people playing. Basketball, you got like 12, 15. And, it's still a popular sport. Everything else after that is, I don't know, I kind of either pay them like a minor league athlete, because these athletes that are playing football, they're not really – some of them figure out and go, I'll use this and I'll become a engineer or a doctor or something. They have other aspirations. Most of them are like...
They used to be back when they only made $50,000 getting out of college and going into the NFL. Now, I think these guys used to get their degrees and use them. A lot of them did.
Oh, yeah.
But nowadays, they're going to four different schools.
Right.
That really sounds old now. Now, in my day, is what they did.
There's guys who are like in their sixth year of college, they get extra eligibility, and now, they say if you play in junior college like 2 years, you still have 4 years. Now, they said you could play in junior college like 2 years, and then go to four more years of, big school eligibility.
And why do they do all this? And it doesn't matter. When you watch... When you're watching Sports Center and you want to watch a college game, which I don't watch that many because I like to pay. As I always said before, I wanted my players paid above the table.
Yes.
But when you're not watching, you're not tuning in to watch two local high schools or two El Camino versus West LA.
Right.
You want to see Ohio State beat up on somebody or get
Ohio
beat
State
up.
Notre Dame. That's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, when is that on?
Next Monday.
So is it the Buckeyes versus the Catholics or something?
Uh-huh.
So
I'm definitely going for Notre Dame. I just always had a spot for them.
Yeah, really. It's so funny.
There's the funny thing is, there's a little
Catholic on the team.
I know. You know, well, I don't know how many Mormons play for BYU.
Well, I don't
Puka Nacua, I don't know.
There's not many Irish people on that team either.
Not anymore. Used to be O'Malley's Paul Horning.
And what's a Buckeye? What is a Buckeye?
I think it's some type of a bean, I believe.
We just kind of change subjects really quickly.
But I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't really care enough to look it up, so it's no big deal.
I don't either. I've always rooted kind of against Ohio State. I respect them, but like when it came to the Michigan-Ohio, I always went for Michigan. I liked them earlier. I liked their uniforms. I don't know. I didn't like Woody Hayes. He was kind of an old curmudgeon.
Yeah, he couldn't relate to the younger people, hip-hop or not. And they were hip-hop back
hip-hop
then.
Was invented.
Way before. He wailed on that guy who came over to the sideline.
It happened to be Dwight Clark.
It was
the guy who made the catch.
No, yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, okay.
He was playing for Clemson, and he was the guy that Woody just happened to hit in the throat at the end of the game.
That's why these old guys shouldn't be coaching.
I know.
You can't relate, and you get whatever.
So I've never really. I respect Ohio State because they've always been good, but and then their new coach. I call him Blackbeard because that beard. When you see his beard, if you haven't seen him yet, it's like. He drew a Sharpie. I mean, okay, when I
mean, he doesn't really have a beard. He has his stubble.
Yeah, and it's...
I have stubble. I haven't shaved, but it's... My stubble is like... He would grow this in 5 minutes. It's
right.
Taking, I'm like a week.
Yeah. And years ago, I was like, you know, maybe I should, you know, look young. Maybe I'll color up the beard. It didn't go more than 2 days without, like, gray roots. And I'm like, who is this fooling? Nobody. What am I doing this for? Nobody. I'm just going to let it go. And so I see men who I know are older than me, like some rock stars. It's like, I know that guy's like 70, black beard. Come on.
Mm-hmm. I've never dyed my hair. If I had a lot of hair, I still wouldn't dye. Everyone goes, your hair is so good looking. Who does it for you? She goes, I've never had it done. And she's never, no gray, no anything, never had anybody touch it.
Yeah.
But I saw some pictures today of a birthday party from Saturday at R10. And I go, I've never seen half the people there. I didn't go to the party.
Yeah.
And I go, there's like three guys with purple hair.
Mm-hmm.
One guy with totally black hair. And it turns out they're all musicians.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on. Who are you fooling with that hair stuff? Yeah, it's...
playing classic rock and with
The guy from Ohio.
Uh huh.
His name's Day, isn't it? Something?
Yeah, like Ryan Day, Ronald.
He's
Day.
The most. He's odd looking. He looks like he's Freddie Mercury on steroids.
A little bit. Could be Freddie's athletic brother.
But he was. It's just he's one ugly man. I don't know. I have a good buddy I've known for years from Farmers Insurance that was a. He was first string fullback for Ohio State,
okay.
And he's about my age now, or a little bit younger. But Bill Matlock, and he played with some guy that got drafted for quite a long while. And
cool,
got played. But anyway, we had to always listen to that at Farmers Insurance about Ohio.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of that, the Rams played at State Farm Stadium. Bastards.
That was weird. It was really weird. That's only the company that is getting hot water for their insurance policies in the state of California.
Yeah, I brought it up. I don't think they're getting bad PR. I think because of the fires, obviously, but I don't think they canceled anybody in the last couple of weeks.
This is old news from last year.
Yeah, well, some people are talking about it now. Remind me in about a few minutes. We're going to go to social media.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to forget to talk about that.
Definitely.
And see, I need help. I don't want to turn into Bruce Willis or something. No, I forgot my name.
You know, just to clarify the Notre Dame thing. When I was a very small kid, they had Notre Dame highlights, and I can't remember if they're on Saturday or Sunday morning. I want to say Sunday, and they came on before the NFL game of the week, which back then we had a couple networks. CBS, NBC, and then ABC Monday Night Football. There was no ESPN. So I watched the Brent Musburger show, you know, with Phyllis George, Irv Cross, and Jimmy the Greek. You know, we had two pregame shows, either NBC or CBS. But I used to watch Notre Dame highlights. Came on really early, like 7 a.m. I'd be up watching football, Notre Dame. And then I never understood, I was a kid, so I didn't really understand their highlights. And these obviously happened last week. I didn't follow college that close. I just watched Notre Dame highlights. And so I became a Notre Dame fan because I'd watch this show every week. And they played USC one time. And my father and I, we used to make small bets on Monday night games almost every week. Who's playing tonight? Colts, Patriots. Who are you taking? He'd ask me. He'd always give me the option. Every time he'd win. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, very rare. But so one time, Notre Dame was going to play USC, and I'm like, Notre Dame's, they're good this year. And he's like, the game had happened the week before. USC had this big comeback in the second half. They're down like 24-0. And then Anthony Davis scored like 6 touchdowns in the second half. USC wins like 42-24 or whatever it was.
I remember that game.
Yeah. So he goes, I'll take USC. And I go, all right, you're on. I got Notre Dame. And then my copy of Sports Illustrated arrived. And I look, and there's Anthony Davis of USC who says Sports Illustrated's like 6 touchdowns, Anthony Davis or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, Dad, what does the word highlight mean? He goes, it's highlights from something that's happened. I go, so you knew about this? But I show him the magazine. And he's just cracking up. He goes, your old man's still got to teach you a couple new tricks.
I wasn't going to blow it for you. That's funny. And that was way back when you didn't have instant.
It's like 71, 72.
You didn't have instant DVRs or anything like that. You had nothing like that.
And I always wondered, because the game would be on, then the announcer, Lindsey Nelson, would be like, after an exchange of punts, it's Notre Dame's ball first and 10 on the Purdue 35. And you're like, how did they just go through that? They're like, it must have been TV timeout, and they're just not showing. Anyway, when you're 7 years old, there's a lot of subtleties you just don't pick up.
And I'm 72, and there's subtleties I don't pick up. It gets worse. That's quite funny.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad had fun with you.
He did.
See, you got a good upbringing right there.
Yeah, he taught me how to gamble, which helps me enjoy sports.
How's that working out right now?
Good.
Okay. Yeah. I took a little bet. Well, I bet $10 per game with these things. Yeah, I lost like $30 last week. Bet the wrong teams.
I picked every game except the LA teams. I took the Chargers and I took the Vikings. Every other game I nailed. But the four games in between, I had a parlay, so I won my parlay. But the Ravens, the Bills, the Washington football team.
Had the Broncos won, my $10 would have parlayed into like $500.
Nice.
But I took the, I don't know, I tried it out. That's okay. But we have now the Rams versus Philly, and I will, out of my heart, bet the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
$10. No, I only do parlays, so I'm one of those gamblers that wants to get a all or nothing, a big hit or nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to put $10 in or $1,000 in and make $1,015.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rams are going to Philly.
And they're going to be about a touchdown underdog, I heard. So that's good if you like the Rams.
If they win, it's a fluke. If they don't, it's fine. Because another team I could cheer for willingly, if I had to, is the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, they've been kind of my adopted new team this year. Yeah. I like their quarterback. I liked him in college.
He's like the smallest, slight. He's a slight guy. He's amazing.
He is.
I asked Pamela, look at that guy. She goes, is he a high school player?
Right.
And I said, she had no idea who he was. Well, just a picture on TV. And she was amazed. He's a pro football player.
Yeah.
And you get that stupid contract. I don't give a damn how much money these guys make, whether they make not enough or too much, whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody makes too much if it's not you.
Exactly. So,
but they shouldn't be forced to make these best athletes in the world pay for their rookie contracts and let the old guys like Sam Darnold get the money.
Right.
You know, so he works for next to nothing by their standards.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm talking about him like I'm his best friend, and his name is, help me.
Oh, Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. But well, watch, if you're a sports freak, I heard the Washington Commanders are going to move, they're going to build a new stadium back at RFK.
Oh, okay.
And I've been to both stadiums, and RFK is right in Washington.
Yeah.
Where their current stadium is out in, man, it's a waste.
Maryland or Virginia?
Well, it's in for everything. If you go 100 feet, you're in another state or something. Yeah, usually yeah. Maryland or Virginia. But I don't know, without traffic, it's a half hour or 45 minutes from there. It's kind of like the San Francisco stadium is down where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a long way away. It's not Frisco.
It's Santa Clara, and oddly enough, not far from physically where I, you know, grew up in Milpitas, just north of San Jose.
Yeah, there you go.
And a couple weeks ago, I was up there, and I was driving along, and I'm like, I still can't believe the stadium is built in Alviso. Alviso is the dump in the Bay, that part of the Bay Area. You know, from Milpitas to Silicon Valley, Sunnyvale,
yeah.
237 was this highway that literally was the most congested road because you had people coming in from like the East Bay and out in like Tracy and places like that. They'd come through, and Milpitas was this cut through, you know, the two freeways are very thin, so a lot of people did that cut through there,
right,
and got on the 237, which took you to Sunnyvale and Mountain View and that side of the peninsula, the South Bay, and then up to the Silicon Valley jobs. But there was this place in between, a lot of marshland, city called Alviso, and that was the local dump. And on certain days, you would drive past it, and you'd be like, good God, the dump is just, you know, ripe today. And at some point, a friend of mine had a friend from work, and we went out there to watch some games or something and party a little bit, and I'm just like, it's a nice house, and I think after 10 minutes you get used to the smell. I go, whatever you save on your mortgage, you probably spend on air freshener and incense and fans and electricity to keep that place not smelling like, and, you know, typically stadiums are built in the kind of the worst parts of town because you get the land cheap and you're going to develop cheap land that nobody really wants, and now you've built something that people are going to come to.
You make it sound so sexy. Or someone, that's why someone's so built so far away from town.
Yeah, but they made a mistake with that stadium. There's no shade.
Yeah.
Everyone is like going to be red as the 49ers team color if you sit right out there without some kind of sunblock or a hat.
Well,
or,
you know, L.A. fans, we don't care.
We got a better stadium.
Make them suffer, you San Francisco or Frisco 49ers or anybody who plays up. Does San Jose State play there?
No.
They have their own stadium.
Yeah, Spartan Stadium. I got their own.
Yeah, driven by it. Where I took Katie, my daughter, took her to San Jose for a college tour.
Yeah.
And we drove this football field on one side, and barracks, or not barracks, but, you know, it's on the other side, condominiums or whatever, dormitories. And she went, nope.
Yep, that's exactly.
And they were having a hockey game. Uh-huh. People were going into the game all dressed up in the San Jose colors and all that. And it was all nice people up there, but she goes, just keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep going. We had
that's
time.
The thing. You know, so many people from school, they're like, they're making their college decision, and I know so many are like, I want to go somewhere, but it's probably going to be San Jose State. You know, nobody really wanted to go there. A lot of people did, but they're like, this is my one shot at college, and I'm not going there.
I was pushing it, dang it. Yeah. It's right next to the airport.
Yeah, no. It's
easy to get to. So she picked Sonoma for no reason, other reason than it's smaller and it's kind of more cute.
Yeah.
It was small, more trees.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a slam against San Jose State. I have like 2 hours of college, so I wish I had a degree from there.
It's not in the best part of San Jose. But it's a little rundown.
Didn't wouldn't have noticed. I was just driving by. You know, this was a father-daughter college trip. We had a great time.
Yeah.
It was I always remember that trip. In fact, we had like five don't tell mom stories.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I'll go back. Remind me of the other subject we're going to talk about, but quickly.
Uh-huh.
We went to all these places, and we went to the coffee bar up in San Francisco.
Oh, Buena Vista.
Buena Vista. And, sure, she wasn't 21 anyway, but I said, we had this big BMW. I said, you're now the driver.
Yeah.
So she's driving. I had like probably 2 minutes, three.
Yeah, but she, probably
yeah,
too many.
Yeah, so at she's driving around San Francisco for the first time ever.
Uh-huh.
And we stopped at a few more places and just to go check it out. And we've been there before. Anyway, then we had to go down to San Jose from there. We got a some motel or something we got down there. It was and there was a Chili's next to it.
Uh-huh.
And went in there, and they didn't have Irish coffees. We had some other, I had some other stuff. It was a don't tell mom moment. But Katie's driving around San Francisco like a pro, and it was way fun.
Nice.
Thank God mom wasn't there. Anyway, back to Northern, this isn't Northern California, this is L.A.
Yep. You want to talk about social media?
Yeah, that's what we're, the social media, Nextdoor, all that stuff, Instagram. But mostly Facebook.
Facebook and Nextdoor are pretty bad.
Yeah, how vile they've become. We have the, as we're preaching here, like if somebody doesn't know, but the fires in L.A. County and a little in Ventura County, correct?
Yeah, last night the big one kicked down in Ventura, and supposedly today is a high danger until tomorrow at about this time because winds are expected to increase very high again in the areas.
Yeah, everybody's trying to blame people, and we can get into everybody about that, but it entails more than just Los Angeles.
Yes.
And we both had a brainstorm basically at the same instance about the social media, and it's, and I said, why are you against it right now? And you said the same reason I was against it.
Yeah.
Everybody's an expert on fire and water and all that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, but I have some people I would call I'm friendly with.
Yes.
Don't ever think people you only know from Facebook or social media are your friends. They're just acquaintances and you're friendly with them. Or
sometimes
you're not.
They're sitting there to wait for you to fall.
Yes, they are. And that's if you go to, that's on Nextdoor.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never answered one of those. I've never commented. I've looked, and then for some reason, maybe because I looked recently, but I'm getting bombed on Nextdoor. Not, you know, not bombing me, but just showing up, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's, you know, it's not Governor Newsom's, Newsom, they call him.
Yeah.
It's not Governor Newsom's
fault.
You can
tell where people's political alliances lie the minute you see that word.
Exactly. And, and then I'm not going to say, you know the standard criticism of Trump and his fans and his people, but lay off of that because we could pick on him. I just wish he was the president right now so they can blame him on the fires.
Right.
Instead of whoever's up there now, Biden, well, he needs to be gone. But
less than a week.
Yeah, he will be. And I'm not going to watch the inauguration.
No.
But
I can watch the grass grow outside.
Yeah, I know. Watch the paint dry. But we have... I tune it on, and like you said, you go to anybody, and even friends, people you think are your friends or acquaintances, they're saying the most vile things about various employees of the state and whatever, and they're getting on. The fire chief of L.A. didn't do. I don't even know what she's accused of not doing, but they're saying she was they being just various morons on social media, more various, a lot of people though.
Oh yeah.
They're saying that because she was promoted because she's a lesbian,
right?
And somebody else was that way because name, image, and likeness. What's it called? DEI?
I did see that.
And everybody gets a chance. That's what it's called.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is. I have no idea, and I don't. Nor do I care. Everybody's qualified. And anyway, the fire chief is one of our neighbors here, Redondo Beach, and she's a perfectly brilliant person, and she earned that job.
Sure.
And whether you like the mayor of L.A. or not, because she happened to be in Ghana when this thing started, well, with today's computers and phones and stuff, she's not there on Mulholland Drive fighting the fire or at PCH.
No.
So she could be on her jet. She's not sitting in the back with the rest of us.
Right.
And... she's working on it, so it's not like she's not in Vegas at some table.
No.
And people act like she totally is, in Africa on a safari.
Yeah.
In old days, but and she's not. And then that well or the
oh, the dam, the Santa Ynez Dam that was being repaired.
So supposedly it doesn't affect us. You know, that wasn't one of the deals.
Mm-hmm.
And the pipes, so they're down, the water pressure went down. And what your friend, go ahead and tell them what your friend said.
Well, the same sort of situation happened in past fires that were just as devastating. The Oakland fire, which was about 25, 30 years ago in the Oakland Hills, they experienced the same thing of the fire hydrants not providing enough water, and the same thing in the Paradise, California. And a lot of it, people start or firefighters go to turn on hydrants, there's a lot of pressure coming out, but as the fire is burning the heat, let's not forget that's there, and
right.
A lot of the pipes and infrastructure start to melt, and when you turn on the water and the things are melting and disintegrating, you're going to have like thousands to millions of little holes. Imagine, you know, you took a fork and just started poking your...
I have an old house. We had to replace, repair pipes all the time.
Yeah.
Under the dirt.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, you know, something that I don't know how cities would replace that stuff without, you know, digging up the road and having the citizens going, why are you doing this? I can't get to my store. I can't get to work, you know?
Jesus.
It's like we're doing this because when we have a fire, you know, maybe we won't burn down, but people don't think about that. It's all about me and all about right now.
Right.
And anyway, it's a friend. It's connected through a good friend of mine. It's his brother. And he's been a fire chief for a long time, like 30 years. He's up in, you know, the Tahoe area. You know, he was him and his team were mobile as of Monday. They were flying down the I-5 to get here because they already knew things were going to happen. So... he also said, you know, some of the houses, the gardens weren't so kept so well. You know, that's kind of on the homeowner to, you know, do that. Not to blame a homeowner for not cutting, but, you know, these are things in the future that people might be able to learn from to protect their own property.
Yeah.
You know, as far as fire preventing their house and stuff like that. So it wasn't the mayor's fault. It wasn't the fire chief, who is a braver person than I am and certainly more qualified than I am to do this, whatever her background, lifestyle, or any of that is, braver person and more qualified than I am. So thank you.
Hey, thank you,
Fire Chief.
Yeah, but they're still going to go after her. People make stuff up. I got, there's a, there's this, I'm not going to read this whole thing. This guy's saying that it is holding people accountable who caused multiple deaths of humans and animals. And tens of thousands of people who become homeless, they're passionless. They are possessionless. This is not for any other reason than a hate crime. This should have been. And he's talking about the fire chief, police chief, or the mayor.
Yeah.
But on one of these things, I responded, and no one's coming after me with medals and bullets or anything yet. But
yeah.
I said, did you ever check what the mayors were doing the day before the fires, the mayors from Pasadena and Malibu and
Altadena
and namely other cities that have mayors.
And there's been a lot of arson, too.
A lot of arson. But they're blaming the mayor, and then they're blaming the fire chief. So who's the fire chief of Malibu? Who's the fire chief of the California fire? There's a California has their own fire department.
Yeah.
And then you have the L.A. County has a fire department.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not like... Newsom, I'm not the biggest fan of Newsom. I'm not saying everything's good about him, but he didn't turn the spigot off.
No.
And the there's a lot of houses burning down, and they want to run out of water, and $17 or $18 million off the budget that they're claiming she shaved off of there for homeless causes or whatever. That's probably one afternoon's of overtime on a holiday weekend for the entire department.
Sure.
It's going to shut down the entire effing department and city for the whole duration of the fires. It just it's probably like $17 million is one 15 minutes of a helicopter drop in the water, and people who are never involved in local government or any kind of government make a lot of usually the biggest mouse against it.
Oh yeah, and. And the blame game, you know, like it happened. Let's not blame somebody.
Right.
Like over the weekend, myself and the owner of the station, Linda McKenzie, we took some donation of clothes, blankets, household items. Good stuff. Just stuff that doesn't fit me anymore. I gave away some good things. And I actually kind of said a little prayer over the things. Like, I hope this helps whoever receives it.
Right.
I'm giving it away. And I gave away some good stuff. It doesn't fit anymore. I'm not really going to use it, so I didn't really lose anything. But I felt good to give it because I knew it's going to help somebody somewhere on the other end. I'll never know who gets it. I'll never probably see them. But, you know, maybe someday I'll be walking down the street and go, hey, that's a Notre Dame sweatshirt.
Yeah,
looks like the one I used to have and maybe gave away
it,
or something,
yeah.
You know. But the outpouring of support from people We went to this one center at a church in Hermosa, and we were like second in line, and they come up and hand us, flash this address. We're not taking donations. We're pretty full. Go to this spot in El Segundo. So now we go to El Segundo, big warehouse, stuff in there. And that's going on all over the place. The citizens of Los Angeles have stepped up.
Yeah, they have.
Big time. And we're talking Detroit Lions. That organization that's in Michigan, in the Eastern time zone, by the way, that organization donated $50 million to the cause.
Nice.
Wow. Of L.A. Fire Relief. By far the biggest amount I've seen come from anybody. Other people and other organizations have donated good chunks of money, but $50 million from the Detroit Lions. I hope they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I've been pulling for them anyway, but...
They have a hard time. They won't be playing the Rams in the Super Bowl. They're all both in the NFC.
Yeah, NFC
so
Championship, maybe.
If I can live if they beat the Rams, I won't be too upset. And I hope they win the whole thing. You're right. I want to see a couple other people be vindicated, you know, the quarterback and things like that. But that's they've been you got to follow them. I remember the movie Paper Lion.
Yeah,
it's just incredible. And Alan Alda played it.
Yeah. And speaking of coaches not relating to athletes, I occasionally mention the name Monty Clark as friends of a family that was, he was their uncle and my friend's mom's brother. He had a heck of a pro football career and a decent coaching career. He was coach of the Lions, and when he retired, you know, he's still kind of young, had other offers, but he's like, you know, I can't relate to today's athletes. He's like, I played with Jim Brown. Jim Brown can't relate to these athletes today. You know, they're all about, this is in the 80s. He goes, they're all about me. There's not a lot of team-oriented guys coming up anymore. And I've just had it. I've had good years. I played college. I played pro. I coached. I'm going to retire. I can't deal with the today's athletes. This is like 1987.
And now those guys are saying the same thing. It's a, you know, remember every generation you did it right, and then you lecture the other one, and they get tired of being lectured.
Mm-hmm. And he was a very strict, clean cut kind of Christian guy growing up anyway. So you could see him being definitely more old school and hard line. But again, he blocked for Jim Brown.
Well,
and that guy was pretty much a stand up dude.
And, you know, back then, like Tom Brady, those guys, Tom Brady wouldn't have lasted that many years back then, because they would have pummeled him to death.
Oh, yeah.
Roman Gabriel was a broken man, and he was same size as Tom Brady, but with muscles.
Look at some of the highlights of when Terry Bradshaw got.
Right.
He's been the victim of some of the worst cheap shots that weren't called cheap shots.
That's right.
Back in the day.
And these guys,
specifically by the Browns.
The Browns. We had Jim Pluckett took a lot of hits
he
and
did.
Everything, and Montana took hits. But these guys, they wouldn't. The players today are just as big as studs as they were then, but the quarterbacks are a little more protected.
Oh yeah,
and they probably need to be because you pay to see the quarterback.
Yeah, year's season, they were down to they're calling dudes. Hey, if you ever played any football, come on down.
They got these guys here, 70 years old, going out there. Tom Brady could go back right now. Some of them hire him just for the joke of it. They'll hire Aaron, what's his name?
Yeah, he's still going.
He'll get paid a lot of money next year.
And stink.
We already start. Yeah, he does. I don't really care about him.
Yeah.
But anyway, here we go back. Well, he's deviated. Segue back over to football, which is good. I love pro football. But back to the... If you're on Facebook and you're my friend and you start telling me all these political things about how various people are turds and assholes or whatever, just unfriend me. Just stop doing that.
Sure.
I want things like Facebook to say, here's my grandkids, or here's your vacation, mm-hmm. or here's your favorite rock group.
Yeah, here we are having a good time.
And if somebody says, oh, I went and saw who's the biggest pop star, what's your name?
Taylor Swift.
You went and saw Taylor Swift, and I remember seeing one of those things. I went and saw Taylor Swift, and all of a sudden there was like 50. She sucks, blah, 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 blah. Then don't go.
Yeah.
Don't comment. People want to comment on everything.
I know. That's the problem. Okay. Everyone has, your opinion doesn't really matter. No one's asked me my opinion about anything.
Right.
For years. I mean, maybe in private life, someone will be, what do you think about? On Facebook, no. You know, maybe I'll comment on someone else's page. I try to keep it light because I know the minute I go, the sky is blue, it's not going to be blue in someone else's world.
Right.
They're going to, oh, it's not blue. It's
well, that's the only thing I've been commenting on is this one guy. One guy who's a nice guy, but so don't agree with his stuff.
Yeah.
But about calling up the Malibu mayor, find out if he or she was in China or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, right.
But and mess with him with the rest of it. I want no part of it. But if I get too political, then people start. I get you know, because of the mayor part.
Yeah.
And then. Like right now, a few people are upset because I won't put the lawn signs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's election time
mm-hmm.
down in, here in Redondo Beach. And there's, I think, 5 candidates for mayor.
Wow.
But not one from up here in North Redondo.
Yeah.
Not the top secret location area. And if you had somebody, they should have. They voted. If the people... this is for locals only. The rest of you around the world will not know what we're talking about. But anyway, if you live in North Redondo, you should get off your ass and go vote.
100%.
Because I can say this, one of my good friends, Matt Kilroy, I defeated him to be mayor by, I think, like 13 votes.
Wow.
And the recounts.
Yeah.
And it turned out that there was like... This is a small city of 60,000 people, which means, I don't remember, 20,000 voters, that North Redondo just didn't turn out to vote.
Yeah.
And they wonder why they don't get represented properly.
Yeah.
But anyway, this election coming out, what's the NIL? That's Nils.
Oh.
That's also the NIL.
Yeah.
Anyway, but don't knock on my door anymore. I'm glad I'm not running for anything.
Yeah.
It's such a pain in the ass. Plus, I get in trouble for saying a pain in the ass. But it would be on social media, back to that, if I say anything crazy. Not just say something nice.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sunset. Oh, the smog. You know,
yeah.
I mean, people will... The haters are going to hate, and everybody who's in, especially local politics, because we're talking about the election coming up, this is where you're meeting the people.
Yeah.
Whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, you're mm-hmm. not going to meet him at a CVS.
No.
Most likely.
Right.
And,
You're going to have to pay like $1,000 a plate to meet that guy somewhere at a fundraiser for him.
If you're going to see some high echelon politician up close and personal in a CVS or a Starbucks, it means they're filming a commercial. They want you in it. Because you're ugly or something. They want to let's go down where you can find a normal looking person, not some celebrity. So we'll find some ugly people.
Oh, they pick exactly the demographic they want in those ads.
You see, and there's always looks like a bag of M&Ms, all the colors.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 yep, boom.
Yep, yep. But you've got green people in there.
But M&M's got a problem. They got rid of that tan one, the brown tannish one.
Yeah.
No more. They got rid of him, I think, because maybe what's his name from Van Halen didn't like him anymore.
And I just read the book Brothers, written by Alex Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know, the reason they did the thing about the brown M&Ms in their writer was they just wanted to make sure the promoter was paying attention to detail, because they had a big production budget, they had a lot of lighting, they had a lot of sound. It's kind of a big day. They were one of the bigger, touring ensembles, and there was one particular place on that tour when they put that in the writer where their stage fell apart. And this place also, coincidentally or not so much, they had just M&Ms in the back, and there were brown ones in there. So they didn't read the writer, meaning they really screwed up on the technical aspect of it, and they're like, if you're not paying attention to detail, we're probably not going to want to work with you in the future. And that's why they put it in. It had nothing to do
trick with
the taste of the M&Ms, but it became kind of well-known.
I just thought they did it because they could.
Yeah. I've seen some interesting writers from friends that have been promoters on things that are requested.
I can imagine. Yeah. I remember,
mostly a lot of alcohol.
I was traveling with I'm the official tour manager for Feed the Kitty on the tour from, 4 or 5 state tour.
Yeah.
And
they have anything unusual in the writer?
No, they asked me ahead of time. They did. And they had real green rooms set up.
Uh-huh.
And they just asked me, and he's not, they weren't going to go that special request, but
yeah,
it was sandwiches and, you know, beers and soft
waters
drinks. And some place had pizzas, and there's a whole, it was like a charcuterie boards back there. Just,
yeah.
I'm going, man, this is kind of fun. And this is only a small band in a small place here.
Yeah.
You know, and, but they treat them well, but mm-hmm. it is kind of fun. The, and you remember the ones that gave you the best reading room.
Of course.
Yeah, but they know. But every time we walked in, they'd make someone make a crack. There's no brown M&Ms.
Yeah,
it's a standard thing for.
It's the most famous writer edition, you know,
yeah.
because it's just so weird, you know.
Why brown?
I don't know.
If you put them all up there, every candy in the world, I'd have a hard time not going for the regular M&M.
Yeah, they're one of the best.
One of my favorites.
Yeah,
that's it. That's good. You take those all day long. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I haven't had one in a year.
Huh.
No, better be careful. Don't stop. You can't just have one.
I ate way too much candy over the holiday. You know, yeah. I even told my mom, I go, Mom, please, no more candy next year.
Yeah, I tell Pam, don't put the candy out. So I'll eat it.
Yeah.
And
that's the problem. If it's in the house or it's available, I'm going to eat it. I won't go buy it.
Yeah, because
I'll eat it if it's there.
We're all being nice, giving away our clothes.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on this mission. I mean, for the last, since the pandemic,
uh-huh.
we go through our closets and we are emptying. And then in love because of Pam's mom passed and then going with her siblings going through their house.
Yeah.
I'm going, this is a pain in the ass. You don't want to leave your kids that. How many toothpicks in various drawers can she save?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But we're going. What was I throwing out? We're going through all our clothes, and I took them in to the Goodwill about two weeks ago.
Yeah.
All these shirts, and you talked about you're not going to wear them again. Well, I don't want to wear them again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were. I had some that are really heavy.
Uh-huh.
I was like 70 pounds, I think.
Wow.
I've been a 265.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Oh,
I
you've
when,
lost
yeah.
a considerable amount
yeah,
of weight. And
so,
I remember you were. Dropping it at a pretty good for a while.
I'm staying here right now. I have some M&Ms tonight or something. You never know.
Well, thanks for those cookies last week.
You liked them?
Put me to sleep quickly.
You ate both of them?
At different days.
Okay, good. Yeah they're
small one first, larger one 2 days later.
These are Pam's cookies.
Never tasted.
We don't have any more. If you have a couple of those good cookies, you want some more cookies. That's about M&Ms.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's here we go. We're gonna close it out with Pam's cookies. It's because it's legal now. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Pam will do it now.
Yep.
And, you know, is it still illegal for, like, a pro athlete to take gummies or smoke pot or something?
That was interesting because a receiver of the Chargers apparently was photographed with a doobie in his hand. One of those pre-rolls, if you've been to a spot or seen one from someone, you know, pre-roll.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's been 3.5 months. Season's over. Can't wait for this. So apparently he maybe didn't do it during the season. I don't know if players get tested. I think that was something that the collective bargaining agreement allowed the players that they
right.
don't get suspended for testing positive anymore. Although, you know, I think for the most part, most of them probably, you know, I don't think people are doing it before games.
I don't think help.
You know,
too much money involved in that. So.
Yeah, and
just wondering. Remember the movie MASH when?
Oh yeah.
Ben, what's his name? Got smoking.
Ben Davidson.
Ben Davidson.
But I don't think they get tested or it's something to get suspended for anymore. You know, they're more into the PEDs who get suspended. You know, those things that make you run faster, jump higher. I don't think cannabis is a performance enhancer. It's really. Most of the athletes use it for pain relief because, quite honestly, they hand out drugs and pills in locker rooms like brown M&Ms.
It's not for pain relief. They do it for fun, just to get high. And they do that. You get plenty of good drugs in the lodge.
Aaron Rodgers, we mentioned him earlier, and I don't remember which. It's probably Barstool Sports because it's kind of been his main media outlet for a couple of years now. But there was a game that he needed a pain injection, and they're asking him, he goes, oh, Percocet's amazing. You can do anything on Percocet. I play great. I don't feel anything. I play great on Percocet. He literally was just like, it's magic.
probably would.
Yeah. I mean, he's like straight up. It's like the best thing.
I've taken it before. I don't remember when.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't make me goofy.
Yeah.
It just made you pain-free.
That's what he says. He goes, it's great. It takes away all your pain, and I play great.
I shouldn't tell the burglars that. I have a stash of stuff I accumulated over the years.
Right.
And I don't know if it's probably any potent or not. Stuff bought in Mexico or anyway. And that, everybody knows we have drugs at the house. But it's drugs. We have no booze.
There you go.
And, yeah, it's kind of funny going out. I think I'm going to buy a new $500,000 Porsche or something because I haven't spent any money on booze.
That's great.
I'm kidding about the cost of the car, but the, you don't go out. I feel guilty. You got to give the people at HT Grill or wherever you go like $5 or $10 tip just to
for a glass of water.
For the water the bubbly I get. Pam had me drinking the club soda with a splash of cranberries. It looks like a cocktail.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of weird.
I
don't feel it different.
I understand that.
But I have a physical on Thursday,
okay.
And I was wondering. See, being goofy or forgetting something. I can't blame it on being any booze. It's been a long time, so we'll see what happens. But I'm getting the physical. I'm gonna tell the doctor I had a couple cocktails before I had the test. See what he says.
Sure.
And I think on that note, I'm gonna get a physical, and you'll know next week.
Right on.
We'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now.
But in the end, there's just no place like home. Redondo Beach. Woo! One hell of a city.